10 minutes into 8 o'clock. It is the fourth Thursday of the month, and that means it is time for CGH About Your Health. And with us today in studio, Stephanie Waller. She's an RN with the CGH Digestive Health Services. And she's with us this morning to talk about CGH Digestive Services during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I don't know. It seems like kind of a dark spring day, but we'll get past that.
It sure is.
We're into it. Well, how are you?
I'm very good,
okay.
Thank you.
I almost didn't ask. How rude of me. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at CGH, Stephanie.
Okay, yes, thank you. I am a nurse in the GI department, which we call Digestive Health Services. And that would include two departments. Over at the clinic, we have our GI department, and then there, of course, is another department within the hospital main campus where procedures are done. I have a Bachelor's of Nursing from Northern Illinois University, and I'm also a certified GI nurse,
right.
Certified. I have worked in our department here at the hospital for approximately 8 years now, maybe a little bit more, and I am coming up on 33 years at CGH.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Every time I hear that, I say, well, it must be a great place to work. So many people that have been there for, my gosh, a long time.
Thanks for saying that.
Long time. Well, March, even though we're coming to the, coming to the end of it, it is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month came about in the year 2000 by President Bill Clinton. And since then, it's grown to be a rallying point for the colorectal cancer community, where thousands of patients, survivors, caregivers, and advocates throughout the country join together to spread colorectal cancer awareness by wearing blue, holding events, and advocating for screening. It's observed in March to highlight the importance of screening for colorectal cancer, as well as to promote healthy lifestyle habits that can decrease a person's risk for developing colorectal cancer. And this is important because colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer worldwide, and the second most common cause of cancer death.
And how many in the U.S. are affected?
About 1 in 23 men and 1 in 25 women will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in their lifetime.
But the however is, there's some good news.
There is good news. This is one of the most preventable cancers there is out there, and it's highly treatable when we can detect it in its very earliest stages.
So during this month, CGH Digestive Health Services is encouraging people to learn more about cancer symptoms.
Yes, what the colorectal cancer symptoms are, what the risk factors are in our lifestyle, and what the screening options are.
Now, some people like to go the other way when it comes to age, but in this case, 45 is the new 50. What does that mean?
That's right. Statistically, there has been a rise in colorectal cancers, and among younger people, that age keeps dropping down, getting younger and younger. So this has led that the national guidelines are going to change from 50 to 45 now will be the screening age. Insurance companies seem to be following along with this because that is the national guideline now. People who are at higher risk are those with symptoms like a change in their bowel habit, people who have a family history of colorectal cancers, and then there are certain inherited genetic syndromes like Lynch syndrome where people may need to be checked sooner rather than later.
So sounds like a Lynch syndrome, is that a hereditary with a different name?
Yes, Lynch syndrome also is known as a hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. The short term for that is HNPCC. people with Lynch syndrome are more likely to get colorectal cancers and other cancers at younger ages, like before 50.
Once again, this is CGH About Your Health Radio. We're in studio with Stephanie Weller. She's an RN with the CGH Digestive Health Services, and we're learning more about CGH Digestive Services during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Stephanie, why is it so important to get screened?
Screening is important because it's very preventable and highly treatable when we detect it early. If it's caught early, you can have a 90% chance of survival. A screening really can save your life. About 25% of us, of people, humans, anybody who gets scoped or is screened, does make polyps. Of those people, people will usually have about 3 or less polyps. Out of all of those people who do have polyps, approximately 4% of those will have cancerous polyps. And again, these are highly treatable as long as we find them in early stages.
So how does a person go about getting screened?
Well, there are two options currently. There is an at-home option. I can't necessarily give you the name of that. I believe it's called ColoGuard. That is something that you would do in the privacy of your own home. And yes, it would involve some stool. And then that a person would acquire the stool and they would mail it back in a special mailer. Okay. And the other option would be to have a colonoscopy. And that is considered a procedure where people usually will be sedated, moderately sedated. Okay. There are a few people who decide not to have the sedation, but for the most part, almost everybody agrees it's a very good idea.
Well, I always say, but there's a, you know, it doesn't really, you're still getting the procedure, and it both are just the same safe-wise.
Yes, that's right. In general, there are some risk factors to having moderate sedation and to having the screening for colonoscopy. However, those risks are quite minimal when you figure what the benefit is going to be after receiving the procedure.
Well, tell us more about Digestive Health Services.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do have two parts to that as far as CGH is concerned. There is a GI department at the main campus clinic, and then we also have Digestive Health Services at the main hospital, of course, in Sterling. This is a state-of-the-art center that's designed with patient comfort in mind. Our spacious admitting room makes for a smooth check-in process, and if you need a procedure, you'll recover in soft beds in welcoming rooms with televisions. We also have a private waiting space open for your family members. We have certified GI nurses, gastroenterology assistants, and other certified professionals to assist our gastroenterologists, like myself.
All these great terms keep popping up, and I have to keep asking after them, what is a gastroenterologist?
A gastroenterologist is a specialist, a physician, with extensive training in preventing, diagnosing, and treating diseases of the digestive system. And that would include the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, the colon and the rectum, the pancreas, gallbladder, the bile ducts, and the liver.
Now, that's a lot of things to cover. That's why you had all that school.
True.
So initially, how does the appointment begin?
Normally, an appointment will begin at the clinic with one of the providers, and we are lucky to have Dr. Ayman Alzoubi and Dr. George Monteagudo as our gastroenterologists. And then we also have physician assistant Kara Furch, and then nurse practitioners Concha Sitter and Ozzy Chavira. These providers will determine when further testing is needed, such as screenings, and they will schedule your procedure at the Digestive Health Services located at the hospital for you.
Now, let's say somebody's a little bit understandably apprehensive about being screened for colorectal cancer. What can they do to overcome that little bit of fear there?
You know, it's very normal, and we hear this a lot, that people are anxious or have some fear about having the colonoscopy or perhaps the moderate sedation. I think one of the things to remember or to remind yourself of is that this is a very preventable cancer. If you can think of that, that this is a really good reason to get this done, and why it's so important. It's important for your own life, for how it affects other people around you, your family, and anyone you care about. Polyps that are found during a colonoscopy can be clipped out very easily before they have any chance to become a cancer. And that being said, not all polyps, of course, are cancerous. Just very few are. But there's really no way of knowing by looking at the polyp if it's cancerous or not. So if we see one, we take care of it and clip it out right then and there.
And what is the fast-track colonoscopy?
That is actually a new program that is going to be beginning in May of this year. Beginning May 1st, we'll start accepting appointments for people who simply are at very low risk for colorectal cancer. This is going to be, the way it's different is that presently we will see providers at the clinic before for a history and physical, and to be determined when and where, or when it's appropriate for that person to be having a screening. That's how we presently do it. This, with the new fast track, it'll move things along a little faster. People should be able to get in for their colonoscopy within a few weeks. And the main reason that is they'll be going with their primary physician. The primary physician will get that person set up rather than one of the GI providers, is why that's going to move a bit faster.
And what are some reasons that you would want to contact a GI doctor?
We're looking for people who, when you're considering contacting your GI doctor or one of the providers, we're looking for people who have been having symptoms that are, in general, lasting greater than 2 weeks. If a person happens to notice a change in their regular bowel movements, things, maybe a change in the caliber of their stool or how often they're having a bowel movement, if they're suddenly having rectal bleeding or blood within the stool, if they're starting to have discomfort or cramps in their abdomen, unexplained weight loss, general weakness or fatigue, heartburn that persists even after taking over-the-counter medications, or acid reflux that's starting to interfere with your lifestyle. Having symptoms doesn't necessarily mean that you're having something severely wrong, but they should always be investigated. So your GI provider is there to answer your questions.
Don't take the chances.
Correct. That's right. You're right.
Well, what screenings does the CGH Digestive Health Services offer?
We do endoscopies of the colon, called a colonoscopy. We also do sigmoidoscopies, which would involve just the tail end of the colon. And we also do upper endoscopies, also called, this is a long word, esophagogastroduodenoscopy. In short, we'll call it an EGD.
Okay.
And that would be involved looking, starting at the mouth portion and entering through the esophagus into the stomach and looking at that area from that end.
I'm just glad this wasn't a spelling bee.
Right. I'm not sure I could spell it either. But I can say it. I've gotten that far.
We'll go with the abbreviation.
There you go. Yes, EGD. That's a good one.
Well, what are the best ways to reduce your risk of colon cancer?
Number one is your diet. Eating more healthy, and that would involve less takeout food or processed foods, anything that comes in a box or a bag, that you can pretty much consider that to be a processed food. Reducing the amount of that, increasing the fiber in your diet, and reducing the red meat in one's diet is very, very helpful. Fluids are always important, keeping staying well hydrated, refraining from smoking cessation is a good idea, and then lastly, getting screened for colon cancer.
Well, Stephanie, is there anything else you would like the listeners to know?
I'd really like to thank you for the opportunity to share information on the colon, on our GI services within CGH. If you or anyone listening is known to have any risk factors, or if you know somebody who has these risk factors and they are about to turn 45, please let them know about our new screening recommendations, and remembering that screening can save a life.
So, 45, mm-hmm. the new 50.
The new 50,
we're
going
to go with that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, to make an appointment with a CGH gastroenterologist located at the CGH Main Clinic, 101 East Miller Road in Sterling, call 815-625-4790 and to schedule a colonoscopy, talk to your primary care physician. And for more information on digestive health services at CGH Medical Center, please visit cghmc.com/GI. Stephanie, again, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.